It is the Friday show on Monday, but days don't mean anything anymore. Time is merely a construct. There are football matches on all the time. Liverpool played on Friday night this week, and on Saturday we did the free show. And on Saturday night, I had three guesses as to what day it was, and Saturday was my third guess. That's how difficult it is to understand time. So you'll excuse it if the Friday show is coming out on a Tuesday and has been recorded on a Monday. But I am Neil Atkinson, and with me, I've got Andy Heaton, I've got Ian Ryan, I've got Fuad Hassan. And as we record this, we don't even know what all the games are, because there's a fighting chance Spurs versus Fulham might be rearranged and stepping ahead of Spurs versus Aston Villa. This is berserk. We will come on to this very, very soon. We've got calls coming from Alan Wares and Jim Johnson. But we will start off with what is the feel-good hit of the summer. Sheffield United versus Aston Villa. Sorry, Sheffield United versus Newcastle. And Ian Ryan, Newcastle Twitter, and I'm quite fond of Newcastle Twitter. Newcastle Twitter is absolutely ablaze with the idea that they will definitely, undoubtedly, inevitably be the first team that Sheffield United beat this season.
I mean, I'd have had a bit of Sheffield United versus Aston Villa. I mean, that sounds a lot more tempting than Sheffield United versus Newcastle. I mean, yeah, if you're a Newcastle fan, nearly, you probably are thinking, this might be the time. This might be the one. I mean, bless Sheffield United. They've lost 15 out of 17. So at some point, the law of averages suggests they will win a game of football. Obviously, they beat Bristol Rovers in the FA Cup, but even that wasn't kind of plain sailing, was it? It goes to 2-2 before it eventually goes to 3-2. And I think Sheffield United catch them off guard a little bit because they scored a third right after Bristol Rovers have equalised and stuff. So, yeah, if you're Newcastle, you're fancying your chances. I mean, the fact that Sheffield United, I think, have conceded 29 goals, even if you're Newcastle, who don't score lots and lots of goals, I think they've got 18 for the season so far, you'd absolutely fancy your chances in this one. But that said, I keep coming back to the fact that Sheffield United are due one.